Welcome to a TNIAB E3 2015 special, and this is the final E3 podcast we are doing. And on this segment, we are going to wrap up with our top stories of this year's Electronic Entertainment Expo. I'm Vince.
And I'm Anthony.
And that's what you're getting.
That's it?
That's what you're getting. I failed to ask the other guys.
Oh, yeah.
Now that I'm thinking about it. But it's okay. I'm sure. Actually, I talked to TJ, and I think the thing that he was most impressed with was Horizon anyway.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. I told him about it, and then he looked it up, and he's like, yo, that Horizon game.
Not a Mega Man Anthology whatever collection, Legacy collection.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, Horizon looks really good.
And as for Blaven, I don't know if you've even followed it.
I'm just going to say for Blaven, it's all of the TCG games that are coming out.
Oh, you know what? He was excited for Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, the Elder Scrolls card game.
Yeah, because he said some dude from Magic's working on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's why he wants to try it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then, so I told him, it's on the iPad. Have fun with that.
So he's going to go buy an iPad now.
Exactly. But so those are their thoughts. Now Here are ours. So we just have, I think we have a five each.
Yeah, I have a list of five.
I don't.
Mine's ordered, but.
Oh, yours is ordered?
Yeah.
Okay, because mine aren't really ordered, but okay. I mean, we could just go one at a time each one. You can, if you want to start, go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to start at the bottom of my list, number five. Need for Speed.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Need for Speed.
Need for Speed. Man, so I really enjoy arcade racers. Like I really only get my simulation racing from Gran Turismo.
Mm.
And then I played a little bit of Forza recently, and that game's really good. But I really enjoy arcade racers, like the Burnout series, old Need for Speed, stuff like that. And this just looks like Underground 3.
And yeah,
that's really all I've wanted from a Need for Speed ever since Most Wanted.
You wanted Underground 3 after Most Wanted?
Well, yeah, because I really enjoy the customization options. It's the open world of all the newer games, but I really wanted to, you know, like, I wanted to pimp my ride like Exhibit did.
Oh, right? I see.
Like, I like doing all the little customization parts, and this game just graphically looks insane. Like, there are parts where I can't tell that it's a video game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's this weird. Like, it just looks like I'm watching someone race. Like, it looks photorealistic, these cars.
Yeah.
And, like, I just want to play it. Like, mainly because it is that underground-style nature. It's that kind of tongue-in-cheek street, quote-unquote, street culture.
Yeah.
And just with all, like, the aftermarket customization that kind of make your car your own. So when you race online, you kind of have your own personal stamp on a car.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm really excited for Need for Speed. More so than I thought I ever would be.
Interesting. Yeah. When they announced this and they said they're going through like their 20-year history and taking the best bits from each one, I read an article or a preview coverage that said you can play it the way you want, in that you can play it like a straight up arcade racer, but they'll also have an option where you can play it as one of like their more sim style games.
Oh, okay.
And I just thought, oh, I don't know how that's gonna work.
Yeah, like how, I wonder how that would work online.
Yeah, how do you balance that? But
maybe you set up like a lobby, like, oh, this is the simulation lobby, and then this is the street lobby. But like, I feel like having best of both, like having both, it won't be good at either.
Yes.
Or it won't be the best at either, I should say.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it seems interesting. I love the underground games, especially for the customization when I was growing up. But I won't lie, nowadays I kind of prefer the ways they've been tackling it in recent entries, where it's just one button and your car suddenly looks cooler.
Oh, okay. Like, it's like, here, get the visual package upgrade. It's like, boom. And then here.
Yeah, that's how you know you really only care about the racing, because drivers really don't care about what their car is as long as it's fast.
Yeah, like, that's why I don't play a lot of simulation games other than Gran Turismo, because like, I kind of want to make my car look fancy and then drive it off a jump on top of a skyscraper.
Yeah.
And pretty much do the Fast 7 or the Furious 7 jumps.
Right. Right.
Yeah, and that's why I like Burnout so much.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it looks flick fun. Looks like Need for Speed.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can get out of your car and run.
So what about you?
The first one's a pretty small one, but pretty obvious if you know me. At EA, they opened up with the trailer that I really was waiting to see.
Madden?
No, that was what? Midway through.
Oh, what? No way.
Yeah. But it does start with M.
Masters PGA Tour.
That wasn't even at the show.
I know it wasn't.
But no, it's Mass Effect Andromeda.
Okay.
And it was just a simple trailer, but I really like the trailer. I believe they played Ghost Riders in the Sky against it.
Oh, yeah, they did.
So it felt like a real Western.
Yeah, like that was it's cool because it's like a space Western. And I've been watching a lot of Cowboy Bebop recently.
Uh-huh.
And so like it kind of gives me that kind of vibe too. It's just like this guy, he doesn't look like a Commander Shepard, right? He kind of just looks like a bounty hunter.
Yeah.
He's just like a dude who's exploring space and just collecting bounties. So that seems like a fun, different take on Mass Effect, if that's what it is.
Yeah, man. I mean, again, they didn't show much, but it just had me hyped because, you know, I love the whole idea of a space Western. My favorite show is Firefly. And yeah, my favorite game series of the past couple of years is Mass Effect, so...
Have they released any other like gameplay and stuff? Because I know for some of my other picks, they've released like gameplay videos.
No, not at all. This is more just to confirm to the fans that yes, don't worry, we're making a Mass Effect.
And they said this was like holiday 2016?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like, it's still a ways away.
Okay. So yeah, there'll probably be something else is coming soon. Like Paris Games Week is happening.
Yeah.
There's always stuff near the end of the year.
Yeah, I imagine we'll see more of it around the Video Game Awards time.
True.
That's when they'll probably show more. The only other details they've announced is that it doesn't take place in the same galaxy, and I'm cool with that.
Yeah, you know what? Space is a big place. You don't really need to have your game take place in the same galaxy.
Yep, and I'm glad it doesn't deal with Shepard or any of the cast. I'm glad it's more just a brand new thing.
I'm sure like maybe one of them will show up, but...
Maybe. But if they don't, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, all right.
I'm ready for a new tale. But yeah, no, that's one of the things that interested me.
Mm-hmm.
Got another one?
Yeah, for me, my number four pick, I'm just going to keep going in order. Kingdom Hearts 3.
Right.
Kingdom Hearts. Square Enix show Kingdom Hearts again, and I have this irrational love for Kingdom Hearts, even though the story is really dumb.
At this point, I think everybody does.
Yeah, true.
I think Kingdom Hearts is the guiltiest...
The guiltiest of pleasures. But like most people don't realize that. They're just like, oh, this is fantastic. This is great. This is
you don't think so?
This is the best thing since no man. I guess the people I hang out with, they're always like, no man, like Kingdom Hearts is just like legitimately awesome and like the story makes so much sense. And I'm like, you guys are fucking ridiculous.
Man, you definitely hang out with different people than I do. Because
yeah,
I guess I do.
Love
Kingdom Hearts, but man,
because a lot of
two them... really they're all like but they're like two really fucked it up.
Yeah, I gotta hang out with those people because it's like there's like a world within a world and like a computer world.
Yeah,
and just nobody's heartlesses, whatever that new one is, like from Birth by Sleep.
Your shadow?
No, or like from Birth by Sleep, they have one where they're like different color. They're like multicolored versions of Heartless.
Okay.
And I forget what it is. Yeah. But yeah, there's just like a whole bunch of dumb stuff that's going on in Kingdom Hearts. And I either want them to make sense of it or just go full-blown nuts.
I just want to know if you'll be okay just playing Kingdom Hearts 1, 2, and 3. Like, I want to know how much of the side stories will affect 3.
I bet you'll get a lot more out of it if you play the other ones. But I can't imagine after 10... It's almost been 10 years since Kingdom Hearts 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine that they're like, oh, listen, if you guys haven't played like 362 over 4 days or whatever the hell that title is, it's like you're going to be totally lost. Like you can't expect people who are just playing the PS2 versions to
keep up
with that stuff.
That's why I do wonder, like, are the handheld versions so off the wall because they're not allowed to get near the prime story?
Maybe.
And then that just leads me to think, what if 3 just kind of ignores everything?
That'd be cool. If 3 just ignored all the side stories.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you can't ignore Birth by Sleep because that was like actually had legitimate story points.
I don't know, man. A lot of Star Wars fans ignore the prequels.
True. True.
But yeah, no, cool. Kingdom Hearts.
Looking crazy. Turn my Keyblade into guns.
Yeah. Neato. For me, my next one is actually a trend. It's not really a game per se, but just a nice trend we've been seeing at this year's E3.
Oh, okay.
And that is the increased amount of female diversity.
Ooh.
Like every game, or at least every conference, all their major games have either the ability to play as a female,
mm-hmm.
or their leads are females. And I think what's more telling is that I think maybe outside of Lara Croft, none of them are just like over-sexualized bombshells.
Even new Lara Croft, I wouldn't say, is over-sexualized.
You're right.
At least in my opinion.
Yeah, she's not, but
maybe Lara Croft Go, because she's still got like the tight, tight hot pants and the tank top that's way too small for her.
I don't know. I still do kind of think the new Tomb Raider girl is... I don't know.
I think you just have a crush, Vince.
Maybe.
I think you have a crush on a virtual lady. And that's okay. That's fine.
Maybe I do. Wouldn't be the first, okay?
All right. I'm just saying. That's okay. I'm not judging. No judgment. Right.
No, but I think it's great. And I think you can tell it's really serious because I read a story the other day,
mm-hmm.
that Forza 6 has announced you can now play as a female driver.
You had drivers in...
And yeah, that's exactly my thought. I was like, wait, I had a male driver to begin with?
Yeah, like I wasn't just driving a ghost car.
Yeah, and then I'm like, oh yeah, wait, no, I drive cockpit. I always have hands.
No, man, those are just disembodied hands. Those are your hands.
And then in replays, I'm like, oh yeah, there's a helmet there.
Yeah, right? It's like, racing games have always been pretty, I wouldn't say androgynous, but like,
but
you can't really tell.
Not, yeah.
Like, maybe you assume it's a boy because it's racing.
Yeah, okay. And all your competitors have male names from what I can gather. But yeah, in racing games, playing as a female, I just thought, wow, that's how you know the industry's taking it seriously when they're like, we're not even going to question the questionable ones. We're just going to give you the option.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Just like, here it is.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I thought that was cool.
No, it's really good to see. Like, as someone who plays... When given the choice, I usually play a female character.
Yeah, same. I always kind of do.
Like Monster Hunter, my 3-game run of Ringo in Monster Hunter, constantly getting the Samus amnesia and losing all her powers and equipment.
Right.
Yeah. It's good. It's good to see more. It's just, it's not like for me. It's not even just like female representation. It's kind of more options.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I wanted to play the story as a girl, and like even for the Fallout series, like that game can, like, stuff people say and things people say to me if I were a girl as opposed to a guy,
mm-hmm.
can mean different things, and you can kind of take them on as different interpretations.
You can play as a girl in Fallout.
Yeah, and I think in Fallout 4, but I believe you could do that before.
I can't remember.
I thought you could do that in like Fallout 3. I never.
Oh wait,
Fallout
2. Yeah, you can, because I was a girl.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and like I always felt that like the different, like you being a different gender, like even though they are stock lines, they can mean. I feel they can mean different things when, or they feel like they mean different things when they're said to a woman / to a man. So.
Yeah. No. Like, and I do like that. It's happening in all the big titles too. I mean, like the new Assassin's Creed, right? You're a boy and a girl.
Oh yeah, that he has the cousin that you don't F with.
Yeah, and she's played out to be the more badass one, where he's kind of just like the Joker.
Yeah.
Yep. Another silly one is you play as a female stormtrooper.
Oh yeah. How can you tell?
I don't know.
Are they gonna have like breastplate armor?
I don't think so. That would defeat the purpose.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Aren't they all clones anyways?
No, not.
Is that something different? I thought all the stormtroopers were clones of some dude.
They started out in the prequels, but by the time you get to the modern trilogy,
ran out of clones?
Yeah, like it's just regular people enlisting now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know it's dumb.
All right, well, Are you done with that one?
I guess? Go ahead.
I don't have any trends. I just got all games.
I know.
For number three, it's Cuphead for the Xbox One.
Yep, Cuphead.
Hearing more about that game, it is like it's like a 2D kind of shooter almost, or like a shump. And apparently this game is really hard.
Really?
From what I've heard there, the gameplay isn't really like explore a level and do stuff. It's more of a really long boss battles.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's a series of, this is from what I've heard and what I've gathered. I haven't really checked it any more than this one interview I saw. But it seems like it's 10 boss battles, and they're just really long boss battles. But the thing is like when you die, you start at the beginning of the boss battle. So I don't know if it makes it harder, if it makes it tedious. I guess it depends on how it plays out. But seeing more gameplay, this game looks really cool. And it's that thing we talked about before where you can't really tell that it's a game and it's not just a cartoon.
Right.
I really want to play that game based on art style alone.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
Yeah. That's it. Cuphead. That's it for Cuphead.
Cool. I think the next thing on my list is Star Wars Battlefront. This game, I was pretty hyped from the announcement when I heard, Battlefront's coming back by the DICE team, the Battlefield team. It's most likely going to be a Battlefield game with a Star Wars skin on it. And I guess that's one way you could describe it. But when they showed off the gameplay footage, I was just like blown away.
Yeah. Did you hear that the game has like apparently it's like no reload or active reload on weapons?
Well, of course not. They're shooting lasers.
Yeah, so on laser weapons, it's like either you can just hold it down and let it overheat, and then you can active reload to more quickly cool off your weapon. Or you could just keep tapping it, right, and never let it reach the max and just keep shooting forever.
It's cool.
So it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, so that's like the Covenant guns in Halo.
Yeah.
Or the guns in the first Mass Effect, yeah.
Oh, yeah, true.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm also really, like, I want that moment where a person is riding an AT-AT and I come in with the tow cable and I do it on a real person. Like, that kind of thing seems super cool. It's like, I've never been really good at the jets in like the Battlefield games, but
yeah. Oh yeah, that's true. I bet they'll be tough to control.
I hope not. I hope they'll be a little bit easier, but
yeah. I've never liked doing that stuff because I've never been good at it.
Yeah. The only person I've ever seen who's really good at it was one of my cousins, but he played it on the PC and he had a flight stick control. Oh. So he would play on keyboard and mouse with like when he was a person, but when he got into a jet, he would switch to flight sticks.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa, hardcore, man.
That is pretty hardcore.
Yeah, but he would just mow people down, like carpet bomb stuff, and like he was insane.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It looks hot. It looks like the shooter of the year.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped for that too.
Yeah, hit me with your next shot.
My next one is Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain.
At
number two. This has been announced before. It's nothing like brand new, but they brought out a 40-minute gameplay demo.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, of what you could do. I watched the whole thing. And this game, it seems like the culmination of everything Kojima might have wanted to do gameplay-wise with a Metal Gear series. Like, it's this big open map. When you start missions, you can choose your starting point to have different tactical advantages. All your different partners are used in different ways depending on the mission. There's just so many little details in this open world that culminate into this greater thing, and I really want to play it. Like, it's one of my most anticipated games for this year.
I am interested to see how the final product turns out.
Like yesterday I went down and I plopped down my pre-order for the special edition.
Whoa.
Yeah. So like the PS4 one is like 74 something, and the collector's edition is only $20 more than that.
So it's like $100?
Yeah, it's like $100 for the collector's edition. So I was like, let's do it.
Whoa.
I'm gonna get a robot arm, I'm gonna get a map.
Whoa.
I'm going to get a steelbook.
Wow.
What have I done? What have I done, Vince? What have I done?
I don't know. Whoa.
So yeah, I'm pretty excited.
You're crazy.
It's coming out this year and I want a robot arm.
Okay. You can't wear it.
I know it's only half scale, but.
I know. That's like, what are you, an infant?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to cut off my baby's arm and put this Metal Gear arm on it. Oh my God.
That's truly Metal Gear.
Metal Gear.
Yeah, no, I haven't watched anything on this.
The new trailer is more like the new just like theatrical trailer.
Yeah.
Is more like of the stuff from the last one where it's like child soldiers and like very seriousness type stuff. The gameplay shows more of that, like kind of the serious nature of the game.
Yeah.
But it's Metal Gear. Like it still has the really quirky things like like you can have a soundtrack in your helicopter. And it plays like all the 80s jams because this takes place in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And as you go around to different missions, there'll be people or there'll be enemy groups that are listening to different 80s songs. So you can steal their cassette tapes to add more soundtracks to your helicopter.
Mm.
And just like there's a lot of little silly stuff like that. Like sometimes if you take out a Diamond Dog on a mission with you, he'll just pee on stuff.
Whoa.
If you want Diamond Dog to take down someone, non-lethally, like just to stun them or whatever, he whips out a stun knife and puts it in his mouth and the dog like stun knifes a dude.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's just super silly stuff still in Metal Gear. Like it's still Metal Gear.
Yeah.
Right?
So, sounds like it.
Yeah. I love that series.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen anything on this game.
Okay.
Since I think last E3. And even then, I don't know if that was actually Ground Zeroes I was watching.
Okay. Are you an odd or even numbered game type of person? Like, do you think every odd Metal Gear is good, or do you think every even Metal Gear is good?
Oh, I think every odd is good. So I should think this one's good.
So 1, 3, and 5 will be yours.
Yeah.
See, I think 2 and 4 are the best. So I'm on the opposite end.
I think 2 and 4 are good for specific reasons, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to get into it. A discussion here about which is
yes better. You are, man.
No, I'm not. I'm just
painted me into a corner. I got no defense.
I haven't played Ground Zeroes. I don't know what's going on. No, but yeah, like, yeah, I can't wait till Metal Gear Solid 5 comes out. That game just looks so expansive and so crazy.
Cool.
They addressed this in the demo or the 40-minute gameplay demo, but there are microtransactions that you can pay, but it's all completely optional. So if you want to unlock all the guns, you can pay a microtransaction, like $1, to unlock all the guns and have them in your armory.
Mm-hmm.
But they mentioned that like all these things are purely optional, and nothing in the game is locked behind a paywall, which is nice to hear and like kind of curb some of my expectations from what I heard when I first heard there was going to be microtransactions.
Yeah, but I've played Metal Gear before. I know how hard it can be to unlock some of those items.
Yeah, you know what, man? All you gotta do is play through it 5 times with a certain camo and then never get caught. Like, it's so easy.
I know, right? I know.
So easy.
I know. I remember I tried doing that one time and I just thought, what am I doing with my life?
Like, in Metal Gear Solid 4?
No, I tried doing it in 3.
To get what?
Stealth camo.
Oh, see, I did that on as a because it's a trophy for the HD remake.
Yeah.
And so I got the platinum in 3.
Yeah.
And so I just did that on the easy mode where you get the easy gun.
Oh, you just tranked everyone?
Yeah, so I just tranked everybody with the easy gun and just ran through that game. And it's like, oh, you didn't kill anybody. You never got seen. I was like, sick.
Yeah, I didn't have the patience.
Oh, okay. You didn't catch every animal?
No.
Oh, I did.
That must have been fun.
It was, man, it was the worst. You didn't hit every frog?
Nope. Oh, I definitely didn't do that.
I did that. That was the trophy, too.
Wow. You live a sad life.
I live a Metal Gear life.
I don't know. I mean, I guess.
I guess you could say that.
Big Boss has some weird hobbies.
Okay, that's my number 2. I don't want to embarrass myself with more Metal Gear stories.
Okay, my next one is Horizon Zero Dawn. We did touch upon this earlier already.
All right, so we're going to overlap here.
Yeah.
Because that's my number 1.
That's your number 1.
So I'm going to find something else to talk about too, maybe.
Okay.
But yeah, yo, Horizon, this game looks amazing.
Yeah, this is kind of like out of nowhere too, especially when the Guerrilla team came up and said, oh, we got a new IP and it's not Killzone. And I kind of wasn't, I think that also helped because I'm like, oh, Guerrilla, I'm not really expecting much from you. And then I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, like so I was like, oh man, you guys have been making Killzone forever. Like, all you do is know how to make first person shooters. What are you gonna do? And then it's just like, no, we're gonna do something crazy, like third person dinosaur hunting with bow and arrows.
Yeah. But yeah, the game looks awesome. I can't quite remember right now. The only thing that I question is infinite arrows.
Okay, yeah, maybe that's like an E3 demo thing, but like I don't know how you're gonna take down T-Rexes without infinite arrows.
I don't know. I don't know either. Or the Hawkeye quiver she has.
Oh yeah, that thing's cool.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, those are small things, but the game from its small presentation looks very good.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what else there's to say.
Yeah, and this is another thing of like female characters in games, like
yeah.
Apparently when they were going through development of this, like mm-hmm. Guerrilla and Sony were wondering like if a female character could actually sell, right?
Oh, that's true. Because I think
from a pure business standpoint, they were like if we made this game a female lead, like would it sell as well as if we made it a female or a male lead,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's I'm glad that they picked this version, but you can kind of still see like the even behind business behind closed doors, people are still kind of like, can it really sell that much better? Or,
I'm all for female leads, but I think when it comes to sales, if you want to sell a game, you make it a white dude.
Yeah, you make it a white Nathan Drake looking dude.
Yeah, like I hate that the world is like that, but it's kind of the reality.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and like in many ways, that's why I think Uncharted was able to sell so well.
Oh, it's because it was a very like I guess.
Yeah.
Was like the barrier to entry is nothing.
Yeah.
For the major, like, I guess the major demographic they're trying to go for.
Yeah. Like, I think, for the majority of players, I think Nathan Drake is a very relatable type of character.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's the wisecracking Han Solo that everybody loves. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of hard to hate Nathan Drake.
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I hope this game sells well because I think the last time Sony took a risk on a female lead was Heavenly Sword.
So, to be fair, that game sucked.
I don't think it sucked.
You really enjoyed hitting gongs with infinite hatboxes?
No, but I thought it was fun for what it was.
Yeah, I liked everything surrounding the gameplay in that. Like shoot with Kai or with her sister, the kind of sister.
I was gonna say that was the worst part.
I like doing stuff with like I like the story stuff. I liked her character. I liked Noriko's character. And like Andy Serkis's like acting in that game.
Mm.
But I thought actually playing that game was bad.
Oh, I only thought the worst part about that game was the six axis controls.
Oh, okay. Just slow-mo arrows and slow-mo hats.
Yeah, oh man. That really killed it. But I thought it was cool, like, cause that was that combat system was used in Devil May Cry, right?
Oh, yeah, it's like a modified version of it.
Yeah, where you hold, like, I think L1, you have, like, the sword.
Oh, yeah, you can switch between light and heavy.
Yeah, I always thought that idea was really cool.
Yeah, and it did pave the way for...
For DMC?
For DMC and, like, them to refine it. Like, that wasn't a bad system. I was talking about more of, like, the puzzle solving is throwing gongs at hats. And the enemies just seem like canon, like they might as well have been Dynasty Warriors enemies. Like, yep. They didn't serve any purpose really, other than just to get in your way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which I guess that's what bad guys do. So
yeah, but that's besides the point. The point is Horizon Zero Dawn looks good.
Yeah, robot T-Rexes.
Coincidentally, she also has long red hair.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, she does.
They probably borrowed that hair tech.
Hey Ninja Theory, can we borrow this, please?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm like, ah, sure. Go for it.
There you go.
Yeah. Pano Horizon Zero Dawn looks good. They didn't announce a release window, did they?
No, that was like the first thing we've ever seen in that game. So I think they just said it's coming.
That's a shame.
Yeah. So like probably like 2017 or something.
Okay. Before we get to our last ones, is there anything small you want to talk about that just, you know, didn't really stand up, but you felt it should deserve something, or I don't know, the worst thing you saw at E3 or?
I thought the most cringeworthy thing I saw at E3 was during a giant bomb conference recently.
Not a conference,
but a panel.
You're talking about, okay, wait, hold on. Today is Friday, June the 19th. Are you talking about the one that was last night?
The one that was last night.
With Adam Boyes?
With Adam Boyes, John Vignacchi. And that was, did you watch that or no?
No, but my Twitter exploded and I looked at the thing like, Adam Boyes, I fucking hate this guy. So, I don't need to watch.
So it was, so Adam Boyes is the, he's the Sony guy. Yeah. John Vignacchi is the Disney Infinity guy. And then Dave Lang, he brought out Dive Kick and Killer Instinct and stuff.
Yeah.
And so they were all on a couch with Jeff Gerstmann, just hanging out, chilling. And so Adam Boyes and John Vignacchi were being pretty mean to Adam Boyes and Dave Lang were being pretty mean to John Vignacchi.
Yeah.
Right? Just like, but they were like all joking with each other. And just out of nowhere, John Vignacchi posts Dave Lang's phone number on Twitter. And like blows up his phone, and the whole chat was just like, oh my god, I can't believe that happened. I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah,
that was the craziest thing, I like the most nefarious thing I saw.
Yeah.
Oh, so now I have a screenshot of that guy's phone number, because you can't erase the internet.
Yeah, you can change your phone number though.
You can change your phone number, that is
which true. he probably did already. Yeah,
but it was by the end of the night. I think it had like 240 retweets.
Yeah,
and like over 500 favorites. It was kind of nuts.
Man. Yeah, I just heard that it was a shitstorm.
It was a total shitstorm.
Yeah, but hey, I'm glad it was entertaining.
It was. I don't know. Yeah, but other than stuff like I like Mario Maker. Mario Maker looks really cool.
Yeah.
What is it? HoloLens.
Really?
I really like HoloLens. Like, I really like augmented reality.
Is that the Microsoft one with Minecraft?
Yeah, that was the Microsoft one with Minecraft, where you can still see real things. And all the stuff I'm hearing from people who've tried it out in, like, closed-door situations sound really cool. Like, they would put on the AR headset, and they'd be in a room, right? And they'd be like, okay, go to this waypoint. And they look down the hall, and down the hall is like an actual Halo waypoint, like that you can walk to and interact with and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's great to see these alternate, like augmented reality and virtual reality headsets actually being things that sound exciting and that have a lot of promise, rather than being another PlayStation Move.
Right.
Or a Kinect that does nothing. Or not nothing, but like that has very limited uses.
All right.
Yeah. See, other than that, like I don't really have anything else from E3. Like I could say more games that I'm mildly interested at, but that would just be boring to listen to.
Yeah. The I think the only other thing that I there's the obvious ones like Tomb Raider again looks excellent from everything we've seen. I've been reading a lot of things about Uncharted and how the behind closed doors demo of Uncharted was actually just an extension of the one that they showed on stage.
And apparently is way better than what
they showed on stage. The stuff they showed on stage was actually the worst part of the demo. And I was just like, oh, that makes you like way more excited. Again, Mirror's Edge, Catalyst.
Oh, that game looks awesome too, yeah.
Yeah, that looks great. But for things that are like a bit more immediate and personally interesting to me, I had to like scrounge for this, but I was looking for footage of F1 2015.
What? That got it? That was mentioned at E3?
Yep. Huh. So I think it releases in less than a month. Actually, it's out on July 10th in Europe.
Oh, okay.
But nothing about this game has been shown except for a teaser trailer.
Does it look like an F1 game?
Well, it's the first one that's going to be done on these consoles.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I really want to know what it looked like. And it looks incredible. I think the one thing that they were able to achieve is the 60 frames per second on a racing game. So it looks like what real life racing cars should look like when they're moving.
Do you have your PS4 / Xbox One racing wheel set up yet?
No, I don't. I don't. I don't. Because I don't have any room for it. And but no, the game looks fun. Or it looks enjoyable. It looks like something I'm going to enjoy. As for something that I didn't really like at E3, this is a trend that we've been seeing for years. But I think now it's just really apparent. And it really is the death of the video game demo. Every game that was announced had some sort of beta.
Okay.
Or some...
It's like pre-alpha footage.
Yeah, or some sort of jump through all our marketing hoops to get the privilege or opportunity to apply for a beta key, which will then start...
So betas are the new demos, but they're not actually demos.
Yeah, and like... No, because I still think they are demos, but now it's like you got to work for your demo.
Yeah, all I had to do before was buy a magazine. Like, I'm looking at a CD spindle full of OPM demo discs right now.
Oh, I was going to say, turn on PlayStation Network or Store, and it shows up. But now it's like, I got into the Gears of War beta
thing,
the Ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's invite only on the Xbox.
You lucky mother.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh. But I think it was something like I got invited because I had all the Gears games already.
Oh, like on your achievements list, maybe?
Yeah.
So. Okay, that makes sense.
But still, it's kind of like, why can't this just be a demo? I don't know. Maybe I'm just bitter about it.
Maybe. We grew up in a different time, Vince.
Yeah, I guess I just remember the days of when I bought my PS3 and I'd look at the PlayStation Store on Thursdays and be like, hey, there's a new demo to try. I don't think I've been in that situation for the past couple of years.
To be honest, I don't think I've played a demo since PS2.
Because there are no demos. Oh, you're crazy.
Yeah, like I never played demos on my PS3. Like just downloaded demos. Like maybe one or two, but not as I didn't obsess over demos like I did back when they came in magazines.
Mm. Oh. You're crazy. You're crazy.
You know what? It's totally true. Oh, I have one more. I have one more thing that I hate about E3.
Oh, tell me.
It is that Sega has secretly delayed Yakuza 5.
What do you mean?
So they were originally slated for a summer release.
Were they?
They were originally slated for a summer release on the PSN store.
What did it actually say? Summer, or was there a date?
They said summer.
Oh,
it just said it's summer release. Okay. But now, during the hustle and bustle of E3, mm-hmm. on their Yakuza 5 page, they've very secretly updated their release date to fall.
Okay.
And I'm like, those motherfuckers.
Okay. What's wrong with that? You're still going to get your game.
Yeah, but I'm not getting it in the summer.
Oh.
I want it now.
Oh, yeah, that's a shame.
I don't want to wait. And shame. I just hope that this doesn't become a Yakuza 3 situation again, where they release it during all the AAAs, and they're like, what do you thought? Like, we released this game, and we didn't tell anybody we released it, but no one bought it. We don't understand why no one bought it. It's like, fuck you. So, it's going to be more of a competitive area for them to release around.
It's a digital release, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Honestly, I don't know how much they care if it sells. I think they've tried. They've released four prior to this, and none of them have sold. So I think they just understand now.
They should give that series to like XSEED or Atlas, and they'll just release it regardless.
Nah. I think Atlas knows that series is dead in the water.
No, they don't. They release garbage all the time. Atlas release.
They release new garbage. They release so much new garbage that they know one of them will be picked up. But if you keep re-releasing old garbage, everybody already knows the value of old garbage.
That's why they gotta skip to the new garbage. They gotta skip to Yakuza 0. They gotta skip to Yakuza Inshin. Like,
No, that's the problem. The name Yakuza is considered garbage.
No, no.
Yes, yes.
No.
Yes, yes. All right, shall we head up to our last favorite thing of E3?
Mine's done. Mine was Horizon, so.
All right. Well, I only got one more, and I think... It's a pretty big one.
Which
Square
is?
Announces the Final Fantasy VII Remake.
The finalist of fantasies?
The finalist of fantasies. It's happening. And I'm excited.
That's kind of, yeah, that's kind of really big news.
I think that is the story of E3.
Yeah, even if you are not excited for that game.
Yes.
It is still crazy that, or I think at least, it's still kind of nuts that they are actually doing that.
I think a combination of how it's considered one of the greatest games of all time, as well as they've been denying it for so long that now you start to believe that was never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's a big deal. I don't know what this game is going to be. Square themselves have said it's more than just a remake.
Which, yeah, I wonder if it's like, are they rewriting story points? Are they going to take out some crazy stuff? Like, they said they're going to have cross-dressing Cloud in this game, so
yeah. And they also said like they're gonna make changes, but they don't want to make it, they still want to make it feel like Final Fantasy VII, and I really don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Yeah.
My only fear is that the original game was directed by Yoshinori Kitase, and I don't believe he makes games anymore.
I don't think so.
No, I think he's just a big wig at Square now.
Just chilling.
Like, yeah. Like, if you remember seeing the panel, the Square Enix press conference, there's that one guy with the title Business Division 6.
Yeah.
I think Yoshinori is Business Division 1.
Oh, wow.
So he's like the top of the business, whatever.
Who's Business Division 0?
Oh, who knows? Who knows? Who knows? It's secretly Miyamoto.
Secret Miyamoto is just in Square, he's just chilling. He's like, all right, guys. We're going to make a Final Fantasy platformer where you can pet your dogs with the touchscreen.
But yeah, so the original director doesn't make games anymore. I think the last game he made was, or even worked on hands-on, was 10.
Oh, wow, okay.
10 or 8, I can't remember. But yeah, I remember he did Chrono Trigger 6. 7, 8, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah, he pumped out a lot of good stuff.
He pumped out all the classics that everybody loves. He's that guy.
Yeah.
Anyways, he doesn't make games anymore. But back then, the character designer was Tetsuya Nomura, and that was his only job. The director of this new game is Tetsuya Nomura. And that kind of scares me because we've seen what he's done with his Fabulous Nova Crystals trilogy.
Yeah, he brought out one good game.
Yeah. I have this article in EGM that, and it's from 1998, I believe, or 98.
Okay.
And it's his interview with Tetsuya Nomura and how he's like the rising star and his great achievements in Final Fantasy 7 and 8. And I remember just thinking to myself, oh man, this guy is awesome. He's like my hero. And like now I look at it today, I'm like, I hate this guy.
What have you done?
He's ruined Square.
He's added zippers to everything.
Like, I'll give him Kingdom Hearts, but we've just discussed Kingdom Hearts is junk food.
It's bonkers.
Yeah.
It's crazier than any anime story I've ever seen.
Yeah. But I mean, that's a meaningless rant. The Final Fantasy VII Remake, I'm going to keep my head up. I think it's going to be incredible.
And, I think it's going to be Final Fantasy VII.
I don't think it'll live up to the hype of Final Fantasy VII.
I don't know. There is 0% chance that this game will live up to the hype that is surrounding it.
I bet you it will be the best-selling video game of all time.
Well, it's going to be Grand Theft Auto V?
What do you mean, Call of Duty?
I thought Grand Theft Auto V was the best-selling. Or was that the fastest-selling?
Grand Theft Auto V came out when?
Last year? 2 years ago?
You talking for the...
For the PS3 and Xbox 360.
Oh, okay. That was like, yeah, 2-3 years. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, I think I forget if that was the best selling or it was the fastest to reach a billion.
It might have been the fastest because I know one of the Call of Duties holds like net.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. Wait. I don't know. Regardless, I think Final Fantasy is gonna give it its run for its money.
I can't say I say the same, but I think that game will sell insanely well.
Yes. I can't wait to see the Final Fantasy VII PS4.
Oh, yeah. It's just going to be like a lion on the front or something.
Sure.
That's what I think it'll be.
That's what they did for the PS3, I think.
According to Wikipedia, the best selling game with copies sold is Tetris.
Oh.
Tetris for the mobile.
Damn.
100 million.
Damn. Oh, copies sold, but not net. Net.
No, that's just copies sold. That's not net actual.
Not gross. Not. Net, yeah. Okay. That would make sense. All right. Yeah, sure. There's probably like a billion copies of Tetris out there.
For this only counts the mobile version that was released in 2006.
Yeah.
And it's 100 million.
Wow. It's a lot of games.
That's a lot of Tetris, my friend.
Oh, all the Tetris.
Running in second. Wii Sports.
That's not fair. That just comes with the Wii. All right. How can they count that?
Coming in third? Minecraft.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, with 65 million.
Okay, you know what? Maybe Final Fantasy VII won't be the biggest. Now that I think about Minecraft, yeah.
Minecraft,
no
Wii Sports, Tetris.
Yeah.
But that game will sell like gangbusters for sure. Yeah. But I don't know if it'll live up to the hype.
Oh, it can't. The prophecy already suggests that it can't.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think that's all for our E3 roundup.
Yeah. What did you think about E3 this year?
I thought this is the best E3 in many, many moons.
Yeah. There were announcements upon announcements. Like, I am excited to play video games.
Yeah, I think that was the big thing for me is that it was all about games this year, and it was about games I wanted to play. I mean, aside from Nintendo, who I think were just horrible. Like, really, I don't even know what to say about that.
Apparently someone from Nintendo came out to apologize about their lackluster showcase.
I believe it was Iwata.
Oh, okay.
And he said, he never actually said sorry. He's like, it was something along the lines of,
it's like, it is unfortunate that people think this way, or
no, it's unfortunate that we failed to meet your expectations. We'll try harder next time.
Oh, okay.
But like, it's not really an apology, but it can be inferred as an apology.
Yeah, okay.
Regardless, it's, yeah, at least Nintendo acknowledges what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I can't imagine that they weren't prepared for this response.
Yeah.
I mean, they must have looked at their direct and thought, yeah.
No, man, they were too busy hosting the Nintendo World Championships.
You know what? I think that's it. I think they're hoping that the World Championships would take the spotlight away from their Direct.
And it didn't.
No. Not in the slightest.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, like, I'm glad that we're past the point in the generation where it's like, look at this machine and look what it can do. And now they're just showing us what it can do.
Yeah.
And now they're showing us the games and they're showing us the new styles that are coming out.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, did they even talk about hardware at all?
I heard nothing about hardware.
I think
other than HoloLens and than some VR stuff, like, it was mostly
it was mostly
the fact that, yo, check out all of our sweet games. And in the Sony conference, it was that they don't care about Vita anymore.
Which is sad. But they didn't care about Vita from the day it launched. So.
Yeah, true. True. True.
Oh, I do have... Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to say. I just want to do a follow-up on that Xbox One Elite controller.
Okay.
Yo, it's $150.
Oh, my God. It's so expensive.
You know all those replaceable components? Turns out it is an arcade stick.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like
Same.
I've spent money on an arcade stick.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, I haven't. I got my arcade stick for free
Oh.
as a gift, but then
Wow.
I spent money on parts because the
Hey.
parts failed.
Yes.
But like, man, $150 for a controller.
Something else.
Yeah.
I'm gonna buy two.
I'm also gonna buy it.
Yeah. I'm surprised that backwards compatibility for the one didn't make your list.
Backwards compatibility is great, but like these list of new games were just
Oh.
so good.
That's what I like to hear,
Yeah.
Anthony. Stop living in the past.
No, listen, I can appreciate the past, but
Sure.
new games are always at the forefront.
Good. That's what I like to hear.
You have to learn from the past to make better new things.
No. Who learns
Yeah.
from the past?
You're
No one.
supposed that's like what you're supposed to learn from history's past mistakes.
Oh, let me guess. You're one of those believers in the I look to the past to prepare for the future type of people?
Yeah.
Yeah,
You
no.
got to look at what didn't work to be prepared for what will work in the future.
Nah, just running head first, eyes
Just run
closed.
it, shoulder charge, football tackle, just go.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
See if it sticks. If it doesn't, try again.
It's just keep running, just go.
That's my motto.
All right.
But yeah, we'd love to hear what you guys thought were the best E3 announcements or your favorite things to come from E3. So write into us at tnib.letters@gmail.com.
You hit us up on Facebook.
Sure.
Follow, yeah, because we use that now.
Mm.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes, excuse you.
Ugh, I'm allergic to the E3.
You're allergic to social media promoting.
I guess. Oh. Follow us on Twitter.
Of course.
I'm at Kilroy Can't Kill. I don't know. You can follow us at TNIAB.
Yeah, no one will respond on that one.
Yeah, true. We just Facebook just automatically posts stuff to there for us,
Yes.
pretty much.
Yeah, that's great. You can also, you don't have to follow me, but if you want some instant reactions, you could just tweet at Vince Sanchez and I will give you my instant reply.
Instant as in a couple hours later.
Probably.
Very instant of you.
You know what? That is a trend of myself. I'm never able to reply to tweets immediately because I'm always
Okay.
sleeping.
Because you don't go to sleep. You just like, oh, it's like 10 o'clock. I'll get my sleep in now.
Yeah.
And then you
Yeah.
reply at like 4 a.m. I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, yeah, because I'm just like, I wake up and I'm like, oh, there's people who wanted to talk. Well, I could either not respond or respond when it doesn't matter.
So you're a vampire is pretty much what I'm trying to get at.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Sleep during the day, out at night.
Yeah. And finally, if you're getting sick of listening to just myself and Anthony's voice, don't worry. We're going to have the whole crew back together in a couple days from now.
This Sunday, Monday, Monday.
This Sunday, Monday, Monday.
Yeah, I forgot that we record on Sunday, but we release it on Monday. And then in the middle, I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna
Yeah, no,
change up.
I thought that's exactly what you were doing, and yep, that's exactly what you did.
right, yeah, catch us later, guys,
Yeah.
where you can expect such quality podcasting.
See you guys later.
Bye.